This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Mental illnesses can take many forms, just as physical illnesses do, and they are common, but mental illnesses are still feared and misunderstood by many people. Debate on the tragedy in Tucson, Arizona last month, for example, has covered the gamut of gun control, partisan politics, drug abuse, and mental health care. Jared Loughner shot 20 people, killing 6, including a 9-year-old girl. His actions provoked discussion about his sanity and speculation about violence in the mentally ill. An article called Crazy Talk at Slate.com observed that amateur diagnosis concluded that Loughner was not so much a political extremist as a man suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. The rush to diagnose and categorize Jared Loughner suggested that the media is too quick to use mental illness as an explanation for violence.
And we're joined on the phone by Coast Mental Health Executive Director Daryl Burnham. Welcome to People First Radio, Daryl.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
You had written a guest column in the Province newspaper in the days after the Tucson tragedy, and you began by writing, "There are a myriad of disturbing questions surrounding the events in Tucson." What are some of those questions, Daryl?
Well, how can someone who is obviously disturbed buy a gun? You know, and not only a gun, but have one with, a 32 or 33 round chamber as a Canadian, I find mm-hmm. that concerning anyways, that you put anyone on risk when someone who may be unstable does that. The question is about whether what's about his own stability, and why was he clearly becoming more and more odd in his behavior for well over a year, and even though he was expelled from school with a requirement that he seek medical treatment, nothing ever happened. And then, no one ever followed up with that. And that's a concern about a kind of a healthcare crack in the system. And then, of course, there's a question about whether or not the violent political imagery that has been utilized in the States with the polarized the Tea Party movement and even the Sarah Palin campaign, which they had crosshairs over various political figures as people that they wanted to be, thrown out of the House rather than anything else happening. But whether or not that imagery contributed to targeting this individual or not, there's many questions.
Mm-hmm. And it is interesting that the issue has become the fear around mentally ill rather than the accessibility to such an arsenal of weapons. You also shared your worry about misconceptions and the concerns of people in community about the nature of mental illness and whether people with mental illnesses should be feared. Can we talk more about that
Absolutely.
From your perspective?
Absolutely. And again, I've worked in this field for 24 years. And I've never had any fear for my safety, and I've worked with literally thousands and thousands of people with major mental illnesses. It's extremely rare that there's a violent incident happens, but it happens. And to put it in perspective, over 90% of the public in general are peaceful, never have violent incidences, and over 90% of people with mental illness never have any violent incidences. So we're talking, for violence of any type, we're talking about a relatively small portion of the population. And frankly, if you're male, you're more likely, I think, 3 or 4 times more likely to be violent than if you're female. So you can also talk about gender issues. If you're drunk, you're more likely to be violent than if you're not. So we can talk about alcohol use. But somehow it always goes on whether or not you have a major mental illness. And for folks we deal with, particularly if you have major mental illness and you're well treated in that you have the resources you need, the medication you need, most people never know that someone has a mental illness. But when something like this happens, it's so outrageous, it just says, mentally ill people have to be feared. And what it does is actually disable more the people who are doing really well at managing their illness, moving forward in society, and it makes it, I can't tell anyone, because if I tell anyone, something's bad going to happen. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a real story, in the last since this article came, well, since the incident happened in Tucson, we had one of our clients who's been in housing for 17 years, same place, no problems. They tried to evict him. And the story of the landlord was saying, oh, we don't want the Tucson thing to happen. You know, so people do read this and do make that assumption that, you know, just because someone has a mental illness, they should fear them. And the facts don't support that.
Where do these misconceptions come from, do you think, and what is keeping them being perpetuated?
Well, you know, it used to be, they used to say that it was through the media, but that's probably unfair, because the media, because of their own ethics, are better at least being more specific in categorizing it. But I would say it's more like the television and popular TV shows and movies and other things that help promulgate these types of things. But they go back, you know, centuries. You know, mentally ill used to be burned at the stake. If they acted odd before they had any treatments, they were seen as possessed by the demon and often burned. And of course, for hundreds of years, they were if they were mentally ill and they acted oddly, they would be put into institutions and cast out of society. So, you know, in some sense, it's because of behavior. But nowadays, with most people mental illness being able to manage their illness with treatment and support, it's not a behavior trigger, but it's still that old stigma and old misconceptions that are continually. Populate the TV stations of the day.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
The Mental Health Commission of Canada estimates that 20% of Canadians are dealing with mental health issues each year. Mental illness is therefore quite common, yet in spite of the fact that every Canadian likely knows someone who has been or will be affected by mental illness, few people know very much about it, and the media is often quick to use mental illness as an explanation for violence, as happened in the aftermath of the Tucson, Arizona tragedy, further adding to confusion and misunderstanding. The truth is that as a group, mentally ill people are no more violent than any other group. We're speaking with Coast Mental Health Executive Director Daryl Burnham.
Daryl, there's some ideas out there that many people with mental illness don't seek help. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, actually, it's actually quite staggering, particularly with things like depression, because, you know, it's very hard to look at someone and say, well, you're dealing with depression. And I think the stats are 40 to 50% of everyone with depression. It's probably just a guesstimate. Don't seek help for it, and they suffer, and they are actually quite disabled. And there's a term that the kind of the walking wounded in kind of healthcare, that people are out there, they're working, they're going through their lives, but they're terribly disabled by the depression, but they're able to mask it or just cope with it. And you know, coworkers may say they're kind of moody or odd, but they're no one's put a label on it. And part of the problem is that if you put a label on it, you don't know what's going to happen. And I've known some very successful people who've been treated for depression and doing really well, would never want anyone to know, because it'll affect their business, it'll affect their social relationships, just because, you know, I don't know.
The social stigma.
Social stigma, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Daryl, you wrote in your guest column for the Province newspaper that the good news is that most mental illnesses are eminently treatable with counseling, medications, and appropriate support. Let's talk about that.
Sure. And that's true. Depression, for example, is the one where, for many people, it can be handled simply with medication and, you know, under the guidance of of their physician. For some, you need more elaborate treatments that may, you know, if you have something like a bipolar disorder, you may need something for the depressive mood and then a mood stabilizer and a couple other meds. So sometimes people are on a complex medication regime as well. They may need some counseling for and support to move forward in their lives. People with schizophrenia, quite a large number of them, probably 60%, respond really well to medications and support. And then of the 40%, probably half and half respond partially well or poorly. And when they respond poorly, they need lots more support. They can still get by in their lives, and that's kind of where an organization like Coast Foundation comes in, that we support people who may have less than a wonderful response to the current medications, and we can help them move forward in their lives, mm-hmm. find work, establishing good housing and supported environments, and be there in case the medication, for whatever reason, stops working.
Daryl, this excellent information you're sharing with us. We have just a moment left in our conversation. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Well, what I would like to add is that if any of your listeners are feeling depressed or worried about having a mental illness, please check it out. Talk to their physician. Talk to someone they may trust. It's important that people realize it's just an illness. It's like any other illness. And we have to take it out of the closet so people can actually seek the help that can really help them turn their lives around. And so many people don't. And as a result, they suffer in silence. And from time to time, you see a tragedy where someone who acts very, very bizarre.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate the sharing of information.
Thank you.
Daryl Burnham is Executive Director of Coast Mental Health. Coast Mental Health Service, the greater Vancouver area, providing supported housing to nearly 800 people, helping hundreds find paid work and volunteer activities each year, and providing community services for people with a mental illness. You can find them online at coastmentalhealth.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.